You are listening to the Cigar Noise Boys.
I swore I wouldn't tell, but most of y'all sharing bars like you got the bottom bunk in a two-man cell.
It sounds familiar.
I said bottom bunk. Bottom bunk.
Sounds familiar, but I don't know.
King Kunta.
Oh, shit. Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. My students are always asking me, oh, do you listen to Kendrick Lamar? So I guess he's really big with the, he's in with the young crowd. And Kanye, kind of. They started, maybe it's because they know that I used to listen to Kanye a lot. I don't know. What's up, Cigar Noise Boys? It's been like 4 weeks or something.
No, it's maybe we missed two episodes, but
yeah,
it's yeah, I started doing a buddy bid where I do doubles on Tuesdays and then I have off Fridays, but the guy took a vacation day today, so because he's taking off the whole week, so there's no need to do a buddy bid when he's on vacation. So I had the night off, and then I've been working a shit ton, so yeah, we're back. I was in Vegas, so yeah.
And I'm not gonna let you take all the blame. At least one of the weeks when you said you couldn't do it, it was really good that I helped out with the baby.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just really tough running a successful podcast. So people don't understand.
Or it's even tough to run an unsuccessful podcast too. It's been shown.
Skip gave us a shout out, and we just didn't want it to go to our heads, so we took a few weeks off.
Wait, what did Skip say?
Remember back after we did the PCA recap, and he said something about our podcast being true to the game. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Are you glitching out?
Yeah, he said something about. Where did he say that at? I forgot.
He reposted on a story.
Facebook post?
I thought it was Instagram, and I don't think I wrote it down to bring it up. I don't remember. It was a cool shout out. Tyler, we're back to just absolute crap Wi-Fi. Tyler, the good news is we're on the bad Wi-Fi, so I can switch it to the good Wi-Fi. It's going to drop the call, though, and start over. Okay, that was my bad. I didn't check the Wi-Fi ahead of time.
Okay.
This should be the one that works.
All right, we are recording, so... Okay, yeah, there was... I forgot what he had said and where. It's been so long, but...
That's all right.
You said you wrote it down, or you're looking it up.
I try to find it, and I don't think I wrote down or screenshotted what he said. It was something to the effect of true to the game. They do it for fun, not for sponsor money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it costs us money and time to do it, but then I wanted to do it, and I said this 1,100 times. It was just somebody to talk to about cigars, you know. Yeah, I mean, I got a quick story to tell. I was, I don't know if we've been there, but if you've been, some of you guys I've taken Joe Baxter, to a place called Cosmic Cafe. It's like, Austin's got these cool things where it's like, it'll be like, a building with a bar. And then there'll be have like food trucks and then a whole bunch of seating, fire pits, games, picnic tables, and you can smoke everywhere. So me and Elisa go there, and or Lisa and I go there with her boss and her boss's husband, or her bosses. They're a couple, husband and wife. And I fire up a cigar, and I fired up a good one. I fired up the new Saka Sin Compromiso Robusto. And I'm like, you know, 20 was up to me, and she's like, can you not smoke that cigar right here? And I'm like, ma'am, you're in the smoking section, like we're outside, like there's ashtrays everywhere. And She's like, yeah, but there's a pregnant lady over there. Or maybe she was pregnant too. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. But there's other spots. I'm like, there's no smoking on that patio right there. But over here is a smoking section. Everybody, there's other people smoking. I've been at Cosmic where I've seen people smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're going to come at me for smoking a cigar? I'm like, and how I handled it, because I didn't like snap at her. I'm just like, and it was funny. Her boss was like, if her husband wasn't there, she would have went off on her. But it's like, yeah, it's like, I'm just fucking chilling, man. And it's like, it's outside. It's, you know, I don't, whatever. The other people were smoking, maybe not cigars. It's just, yeah, it's funny and annoying and awkward, but yeah. I handled it well.
It's good. I didn't hear for sure. Did you put it out or did you keep huffing on it?
She moved. I wasn't puffing.
That makes sense.
Cigar.
Yeah.
And she's also like, well, we need these specific chairs for our backs because we're pregnant. And I'm like, well, don't go to a smoking area of a fucking bar / coffee place. It was happy hour.
You should have bought a round of drinks for the table. No, that's messed up.
No, I mean, yeah.
I'm still not back at Ohlone. Happy 12 years, though, Ohlone. You celebrated last week. Got sick new hats, still trying to break it in. I might go to work part-time for another lounge. So the manager with some partners bought a lounge in Morgan Hill, which is it's south of San Jose. It's like marginally closer, just a little bit.
Okay. Do the people at Ohlone know that?
Yeah. Yeah. This is exoteric information. So it's not private anymore.
Does it pay more?
I think there are tips. There are more tips at the new location or other location, but I haven't done a shift yet. So we'll see. I don't know what the humidor looks like. I haven't been there in a few years.
I was going to see if you were even going to go back and work a part-time gig.
Yeah, I plan on it. It's just whenever it works out, it makes sense.
Do you get free cigars when you work?
Shift smoke, yeah.
You get one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like there's a few shops I've worked. There's or Lake Country, it was where you work, whenever you work, whatever you smoke on the shift was free. You just didn't abuse it. Like, you weren't lighting up your head up with Byron, you know, weird.
Right. So
this is common sense. But he was Matt, the owner of Look, I want an environment where people are smoking. If you're not smoking, like, I think that looks bad. And so I want you guys to be smoking, and I want you guys to smoke what we have here. I don't want you smoking, you know, like, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, so, like, is there a limit? He's like, look, Tyler, he's like, if you can puff down 8 cigars, he's like, I don't care. I want you guys smoking and getting the atmosphere or the whatever, the, like, smoker friendly, and get people like, you know, and I want you to know the product, you know. And so it's like, but it's like, if you're a regular shop employee, man, and this, like, I don't know how you're affording to smoke, you know, because there's a few shops I go into and they're never smoking. And I can see why. The price of cigars, it's like working at, like, Rolex, and you could never afford a Rolex. You have your I don't even know what cheap watch is, a Swatch. Even those are like a couple $100. I don't know. But it's like, is there any other industry where you sell something where
you can't afford it?
I mean,
cars. I would say cars, luxury vehicles.
But you get a fat app discount on them.
So you see, you think everyone that works at Ferrari also has a Ferrari?
Oh no, yeah, maybe not that high end, but like if you work at Mercedes or Lexus, you know, you can easily afford Lexus. You know,
and your daughter Alexis.
I don't know what needs to be done if cigar shop workers need to make, if they need to be paid more an hour, or if they just say, like, I think they just offer all your cigars are at cost. Every okay. cigar. So when you're working, when you're not working, every cigar you have is at cost.
I mean, for the, what you said, smoking nonstop on the shift, if you're outside and you have the public eye on you, that makes sense to me. But if you're inside, I don't walk into a cigar lounge and think, man, it would really be nice if I saw the employee smoking too. Why does that change my experience?
Well, maybe you come in with your friend and he's not used to the whatever, or even you're smoking something and they're like, hey, what are you smoking? And then you tell them you're smoking this, you know?
Okay. Yeah. It's a good conversation starter, but I'm thinking like, you don't go to a bar and be like, hey, bartender, like, what are you drinking right now? You can't drink when you're working.
It's different because I'm not.
I don't know.
No, that's not.
Bad analogy. False analogy.
No, well, it's. I'm not like. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. I do think it's weird if I walk into a shop and the guy's not smoking.
Yes, I agree. But I just think from a business perspective, you're losing more than you're gaining by just shelling out cigars for the employee. Is that cigar, extra cigar, is going to make the employee a better employee?
I think it makes them a happier employee. I think it makes them more appreciative.
Yes, I agree. Does that translate to, I don't know, more welcoming?
Well, here's the thing is, look around. A lot of these shops are having problems attracting people.
Do you think that's employees or the patrons? Maybe they need better friends. People don't talk to people nowadays. People talk to each other online. They don't need to go to a shop to hang out. I'm not saying that's a good idea.
What I'm saying is, I know you're saying that the cost of the cigar shop paying for your cigar or offering money, but there you have to retain these employees. You have to give them a benefit
to work fair. There.
Because what's going on now is I've been to several shops that are like serious shops, and the people that I've been to Cigar International and I've asked them about a specific, and they say, I never heard that brand. And I'm like, you have a whole section of it over here.
Are these people retired? Because I feel like that's also a lot of times people who work cigar lounges are retirees, which makes sense because you're not working to pay rent, or most likely you're not. You're just doing it from some extra cash.
So you're not hanging out doing nothing,
twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah. If you're working at a cigar shop, it's not because you're trying to pay a bill.
Okay, you're right. In any case.
Well, maybe because I'm like, well, this guy smokes cigars. He just never heard of Romacraft, but it's like, there's not any jobs out there where the knowledge you have to know does not translate to what you got paid, what you get paid. I don't know. It's
some people do it and they don't smoke cigars. I've heard of that. Like you know how to operate a cashier. Maybe you have a good smile. You can say, oh, you need a smoker? Smoke this light one.
I don't know. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go home smelling like smoke all day?
I don't understand. But some people don't smoke cigars and still work at lounges.
Yeah, I just think there's the system's broken and it needs to be fixed, is all I'm trying to say. This is what happened to Home Depot. Home Depot used to employ retired handymen, retired construction workers, retired home builders, contractors, and all that stuff. And they pay them good money. Now, it's not what they were making when they were on the roof, replacing a roof or building a house. Retired, it's something they can come in, make $20 an hour, and not break their backs. They're retired, they're doing it part-time. They got a new CEO, and the CEO said, fuck that. I want the 18-year-old Tyler, me, when I started Home Depot, I was 18, I was pushing cars, and they moved me to lumber a few times, and I had no idea about anything about lumber. But that's what they wanted. They want people who just can help you grab the shit off the shelf, and then, like, we have to, like, because it's cheaper to pay somebody who knows nothing about the product than it is to pay an expert on the product. And
yeah,
it hurt Home Depot with COVID and everybody was at home building shit. You know, they're doing well now again. But if you have an employee at a cigar shop who is knowledgeable, who's knowledgeable about the product and who knows how to sell, they're going to extra $5 an hour it is to give them a cigar for free, I think. But I don't know, if I own my own shop, I don't know how I would do it. I have to think about it, but I would probably say, look, I'm sorry, I couldn't hit the mute button, I'm sorry. I don't know how I would do it if I own my own shop.
But I'll say, before I worked at Aloni, I did prefer going there because Jeb, who managed, loved talking about cigars, remembered what I smoked last, and I wasn't going to talk to the people there, but I'd talk to him. He'd engage with the customers.
No, I don't go to the shops for that either. I go to see what's new, and I go to talk to the owner and see what brands are doing well, what are they excited about, what's smoking good. I'm not there to talk to so-and-so about Trump.
Yeah, so okay, when you go to a new lounge, you probably stay at the counter the whole time and talk to the employees, right?
Yeah,
me too. I've never thought about that being weird.
It's not weird.
No, but it's probably most people don't do that.
No, not at all.
The only time I feel weird about doing that is when I go with my dad and I'm just like, I want to talk about all these cigars I see on the shelf, but then I'm going to go spend time with my dad instead.
Yeah. But yeah, like so full disclosure, I had to put my notice in at Havana House because, short story long, there's some problems going on in the airline industry with certain aircraft, and it's making certain airlines not grow at the same rate they were growing because the aircraft that they purchased are not being delivered on the timeline that they were sold on. So a lot of airlines have stopped hiring people and they're offering early outs so people can go because the growth isn't what they anticipated. So when you stop hiring people, there's an increase. And at a lot of these airlines, they have something called mandatory overtime where, let's say you work your 8-hour shift, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. You know, 2 minutes before you leave, they say, hey, look, you got to stay till 8. You got to stay till 9. And they'll give you mandatory overtime. And if you say, you can't say no, but you can go home sick on it. And then they mark it against you and it's bad. So, the airline I work at, started bringing back mandatory overtime. And I could the guys at Habana House in a position where I got mandatory overtime and I can't make it in. And then the guy who thought he was going to work for 8 hours, now he's getting mandatory time to stay at the cigar shop. And you know, not only that, like, man, the traffic, yeah, it wasn't with the mandatory overtime and the traffic and all that, just wasn't working out. So I had to put my notice in, and it worked out perfect timing because the overtime has been there's been a lot of it. So, and I've had yesterday I was supposed to leave at 3:30. At 3:28, they told me I had to stay till 9:30 p.m. So 6 hours. The work, you know, that guy would have been SOL. And
do you have like a second lunch packed on reserve or dinner at
that
point?
Well, you can go upstairs to the airport and go to the.
Do they comp you for that though?
No, I mean, you get paid double time.
Oh.
So you're making a shitload of money. Like, I never thought I would make this kind of money in my life. So like last week I did 78 hours. I worked from Monday to Sunday. I worked 78 hours. And then right back at it yesterday, I did a 14 hour shift.
Monday to Sunday, you could have just said a week, right?
Well, sometimes sometimes people do Sunday to Sunday, or yeah, I don't know, whatever. It was a week, right. 7 days. So, and I am really happy we have it, that it's back, because getting any better, I don't think. So I'm trying to build my cushion up more in case something happens, you know.
Nice.
What I was gonna say was, we were talking about going to the shop and talking to the there was only a few guys who would really wanted, well, actually there was a few, yeah, they wanted to know about cigars, you know, especially when they find out that, like, that I blended a cigar, or that I go to Nicaragua, you know. Yeah, it was cool. And I actually, the one thing, like, my favorite thing would be going in the humidor and tidying it up, facing everything, sweeping, working the back stock. That's what I love to do. So it's, I don't know, I have like 80, no, OCD.
Okay, if you have OCD, there's one cigar left in the box. Do you put it left justified, right justified, or right in the center?
Oh, I'm probably going to buy it.
Yeah, no one grabs the last smoke.
No, they're always like, well, I don't want to take the last one. Motherfucker, take the last one. You know, because here's the thing, like, if it's the last one, like, oh, but also, like, if you put it in another box, even if it's the same blend, it's still going to sit there. No one's going to grab one loose Gordo or whatever out of the. So, when I got a big discount, when I worked at Havana and I got 40% off cigars, and then when I worked at Lake Country and they were free, I would just get it, you know. But yeah, I'm very particular with, I like to, yeah, organized, and it was fun, and it was, I'm gonna miss doing that. I wish it could work out. I wish it would have been able to work out, but
yeah, we really didn't get much time where we were both working in a shop.
No,
because when we started this, you were, I wasn't, then you weren't, and I was, then you were, and I'm still in between. That's okay.
Yeah, and yeah, it's. It's tough. It's tough doing two jobs. It really is. Like, with my job, like, I can work a lot, but I have a lot of I get a lot of time off.
What are you smoking right now?
I'm smoking the Liga Privada H99. So I'm checking my emails the other day, and I see a package going to West Dallas. It said DE. And I'm like, DE? I'm like, did my mom order something? She texts me. She's like, you got two boxes of cigars sent here. And yeah, Drew Estate sent me a box of Liga 9 or Liga H99 Toros and a box of the blackened Shade to Black.
Nice.
And they're both really good. The Shade to Black, I like. I should send you a couple. They're really good.
That H99 is one of the top cigars in ICS in terms of just like what people are posting and saying they like. That one's trending. Yeah. I smoked it. I think that was the last cigar I posted on our Instagram. That's popular Patina Oro de Nicaragua. People are smoking that a lot.
Black yeah, Rainbow. I just scooped up a bunch of Patina. A shop was had a special on them, so I bought like 4 or 5 boxes. I think they're only 16 count boxes, so I bought a lot. And then they had your cigar on sale too, the Peace.
Nice. Yeah.
Ball pack of those.
Are they smoking? Then, was that an older box, you think, or is it newer?
I don't know. I mean, I had the barcode, so I think it was fairly new. And then what else did I bought something else. It was kind of I bought a box of HVC 2015s. The San Andreas Maduros. They're from 2021. But Cigar International's had them at cost. Like, what? At cost plus free shipping. So I'm like, I have to buy those.
I know Small Batch also was closing out, I think it was a Toro selection of HVC.
Yeah. The one I really love is the La Rosa 520 in the Toro one. But I think he stopped making that years ago. I keep telling him to bring it back, but we're near to doing some fucking great shit right now.
Yeah, he is. When you were talking about life updates, I was listening, but my brain was also going elsewhere because you were talking about, you know, the economy and money. Yeah. And you want to make as much as you can now. And I was thinking, well, yeah, AI is going to kill so many jobs. Some of my students are just like, no, AI is going to create more jobs, and I can't convince them otherwise. Anyway. What if AI can have a bank account? Like what's that going to be like? Like, I mean, I've heard someone say like, if AI gets into the stock market, then that destroys that. The whole system falls down because they can look at the algorithms. I don't know. Would you have like a bot ordering a pizza, but then they don't need the pizza. It's just like, oh, this is from the government AI giving out little handouts. You just check your bank and. If you're a business owner, little gift. AI bought. It's like the lotto, but you don't have to waste your money. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird. So Tesla on here. It's funny because when I first transferred down here, I was number 70 out of 120. And then now I'm number 44 out of 350. And so they've hired, you know, 230 people. They've hired a total of like 600 people. What happens is we hire 20 of them, 5 people quit, 5 people get fired, 5 people transfer to other stations, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Denver, mostly those stations. And then the other 5 people stay. But the people, they usually go to Tesla, Amazon, or they become a fueler, which is probably the lowest job at the airport on the totem pole. Just because you smell like fuel, like 24/7. It's the worst smell. It's so heavy and thick, that Jet A, like, it's the smell. I mean, see, man, I always joke. I'm like, once a fueler, you're always a fueler, because that jet fuel does not like leave you. But it's like now with Tesla laying off 10,000 people, And it's funny, like, I work, like, you know, if I lost my job here at the Atlanta work schedule, like, I wouldn't be, I'd find something just as good. I'm like, dude, I don't think you could. Yeah. It's, but also, he's at a different, he's a year older than me. We actually came from the same, we both are from Milwaukee. He moved down here way before me, but he only has 4 or 5 years with the airline. And I got I last week. So, but it's like, it's scary. I mean, that's like one thing, like if I lost my job, like I wouldn't go back into I wouldn't work for another airline because you have to start all over again with seniority. But I don't know what kind of cigar tree probably, but I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just scary to think. That's why I try not to think about it, because I wouldn't say I fell ass backwards in this gig. I seeked it out. I moved away for this job. And I knew it. But I didn't know it would be this good of one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know that with the union and the contract and, you know, that it would go like the, yeah, I didn't know it would be this good. So I'm blessed. I'm really grateful for the, for my job. I just been thinking about it a lot. So I'm sorry. I had to get it out of my system. I had no one else to tell it to. Yeah, and I, you know, I also been thinking about it too, because this girl I went to high school with, some reason I see all of her posts on Facebook. She posts a lot, kind of like I do, even though I've been trying not to post so much. And she's talking about how she's the same age as me, 35, and she's looking for a job in Milwaukee that pays at least $19 an hour, which is, you know, like 5 years ago, $19 is a lot of money. Now it's like, you know, it's here, Dairy Queen pays 18, you know, in Austin. But anyway, she went to school to do hair, and then she just bounced around and done a bunch of gigs, and then she had two kids and then stayed at home. But she's applied like 700 places or something, she had said, and she can't get a call back or anything. Well,
that's,
I don't know. I think
it's, I feel like there are a lot of people that are hiring because so many people just quit their job after 3 months because they're bored.
Yeah, I think nowadays, especially the young guys who I work with, they don't see the end game of it. They don't see, like, okay, yeah, what you're starting off at, that we were hiring one time, and Mitch Smith, shout out to Mitchie Maduro, Habano's better, or probably forgot what he likes better, but he had posted, like, oh, that's way too little. And, like, the starting pay, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, the starting pay is what other companies are paying for a starting pay. But what you're making in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, in 10 years is really good. Like, really, really, like, it's like top out tradesman job. It's like being a plumber. It's like being a cop. It's like being an electrician. Like, but unlike those, you know, you top out quicker at those jobs, but you don't have the stress of those jobs. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have to think about work again, you know? And so, yeah, the starting pay isn't good, but it's the, you know, that the end game is you're going to have a job where you can retire and live comfortably and build something, you know? And I look at, like, the guys who I work with, you know, they have, their houses are worth $1 million. They have several million in their 401k, several, you know, like, you know, and so it's like, it takes time. But a lot of people now, it's like, what is it now? And a lot of them, the mentality when we have mandatory overtime, they're like, oh, I gotta work on New Year's Day, I'll just quit, I'll find another job where I make the same. It's like, yeah, you're making the same starting off, but like these other airlines, especially the contract one, the starting pay is what you're going to be at forever. Like, they don't offer raises, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just see the younger generations, the guys and gals in their 20s, early 20s, they don't see the end game. They see now. And you have to think about your future. You have to think. And you can pick up all the hours you want. You could work at my job as little as you want. There's guys who give away every shift that they get. That, you know, we have to bid for shifts. They give away every shift because they own a business, they own a nightclub, they own a car dealership, and they want the benefits. They want the flight benefits, they want the health benefits or whatever. And they give away all their shifts. Or you could be like some of these people and you work. There's a guy, he's going to make close to 300K this year. But he works doubles every single day. So you could make zero, oh my goodness, or you can make 250 or 300K. You make whatever you want to make.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, we just got a new contract that we have been negotiating for a while. And I know Rami is really sick of hearing about it. Skip, Elisa, everybody's sick of me talking about it. But yeah, I don't know. I got 13 years and I'm stoked and I can't wait to get to 20 years and keep going. But sorry for rambling so much.
That's all good. I was thinking, because I plan on still going back part time, but is that a waste when I could be like a server at a restaurant and probably make more but not enjoy it?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's.
Because I'd rather just get a shift smoke, try something new, talk to the guys there. It's fun. I feel guilty because I think it's just fun. And I make enough for gas for the month and a little bit more than that. But I'm not doing it to pay for gas. It's just, I enjoy it.
Yeah, and then, you know, let's say, like, if I would have stayed there and, like, if the mandatory overtime wouldn't have came back and I would have stayed there, I was basically breaking even or losing money. But I love that kind of stuff. I love talking to people about cigars. I love tobacco. I love trying new stuff. And like I know it sounds fucking cheesy, man, but like I would go in there and then like just tell like and just like and then I leave the humidor and I have a smile on my face. Like I love talking about this shit. I love like I would, you know, like the guy when I left, the guy's like, dude, we're gonna miss you, man. You're really good at upsells, you're good at, you know your stuff, you do a good job like facing and numbers went up and I'm like I love telling the story. I'm like, this is you're in Austin and you know this brand's here, you know. And it's like and it's funny too because you kind of, when you're talking about something like that, especially when you say it's like a hometown, it's kind of like when you have a shop exclusive and it's like just a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Shops that have that, their house blend is a $4 cigar, it's not very good or whatever, but it's kind of like weird, like when you're like, oh well, they're in Austin, you know. It's just a weird, I don't know if it's making sense what I'm saying, but
no, somebody who doesn't know the brand and hears that, they're not going to understand the gravity of the situation or how cool it is and how people would travel to Austin just to hang out at Roma HQ or just to go to Weasel Fest.
It's hard to explain that. It's not like Joe Schmo rolling cigars in your backyard. I'm like, this is like a company that has their own factory, their own pre-industry, their own headquarters. But it's to the 95% who buy the cigars, they don't know it like that, you know. Yeah. So just like, and it's the whole thing when you say, you know, my father's cigars. Your dad's got a factory? No, that they've won number one cigar of the year 3 times. Like, it's my father. Don, I always say my father, Don Pepin cigars. You always get the your dad fucking. Well, no, my dad doesn't own a factory. My friend owns a factory, you know, but yeah, and then like, man, I was guilted into giving out so many V so horny when people found out I had a cigar. Where can I get it? I'm like, all right, I'll bring you one.
Did you see Skip's story? I think it was him who reposted it. Nicotine men make easy times. Easy times make weed men. Weed men make tough times.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. It's funny.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah. Tough guys, hard workers are the ones smoking nicotine. You fight in war, you're given cigarettes from the U.S. military, from the government.
Oh,
rationed okay. out. Then you have times of peace. Then people don't know what to do with their time. They're not working. Roll one up, homie. 420, blaze it.
Yeah.
Then things get bad. Then you need your warriors again.
I don't know. I made a joke today on my Facebook about, to me, it's funny. When you go to fucking study abroad for a semester and you come back and the accent.
Barcelona.
Yeah, like Barcelona. Dude, that's Barcelona, this can say it. And yeah, like exactly like the gringo at the Mexican restaurant. And a lot of people did not get the joke and it's fine. But I'm gonna keep it. I usually delete it after a little bit, but I'm like, I'll keep it up. But to me, like, I'm pretty sure it's an Urban Dictionary thing that says study abroad accent. Like, even like, come on. Like, I thought it was funny. Maybe I'm losing my touch. I don't know. But.
I want to wrap it up real quick so I can hold Noah. A few things. You mentioned Facebook. I finally did it. I unfriended BDP. I couldn't handle all the notifications. Ooh. Every day. Just like, because I don't do anything on Facebook. But when I see like 13 notifications and they're all him, and by the way, he follows nobody. What the heck? Did you know that? He has like 2,000 followers and doesn't follow anyone else. So I was like, all right, that's it. Sorry, guy. Taking a break at least.
I did say something. I'm like, dude, why do you change your profile pic every single day? And he said, because it's content and people see it. I'm like,
it's his hobby. Social media.
Well, I probably wouldn't have admitted that in the podcast because somebody's going to run to him. But like, I posted a picture 4 years ago. Oh, it was the 4 year anniversary of me buying my house in Milwaukee, and I had my four favorite brands, Roma Craft, Tatuai, Foundation, Patina. And he's like, no BDP? I'm like, was BDP even around 4 years ago? He's like, yeah. A picture of I didn't put a BDP. You have one cigar, like, I don't have a Visa Horny in it. You know, it's like pictures from 4 years ago. But there's so much stuff I want to fucking post, and I can't, like, man, because I get all these emails from AR Cigar, Cigar International, Cigar Page, Thompson, Cigar King, Fox Cigars.
Too many emails. Guys,
all of them. And it's like, I've been seeing a lot of Monte Cristo, 50% off. And I want to say, what is going on with Monte Cristo? They come up with a $150 cigar, and now all. But it's like, well, what if I want to work at Altadis someday? I can't be blasting them on Facebook, you know, or not blasting them, but even like making a comment, you know, commentary about it.
Well, you can, but, and then you just, okay, what's wrong with that? And then you change your opinion later when you learn more.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool to blast Half Wheel, to make fun of Half Wheel, like 8 years ago, 10 years ago. I did that all the time.
You made fun of, I never made fun of Half Wheel. I always
did. It's like, oh, these guys and their tasting notes. What do they know?
Yeah, but crazy ass taste buds too.
I know exactly.
Well, it's like
I became the thing I hate. Like, I
what a cigar tasted like. I was telling him about the Frenchie, and he's like, I forgot what he said about flavor notes or something, but I'm like, he just said okay, and I'm like, well, he's that tasting note. He's like, he tastes tobacco. There's some stuff you can taste. Like, I smoked a Liga Privada 9 that somebody gave to me yesterday. I'm like, oh my god, this is so sweet and good, like, and earthy, and like, you get like cocoa. And I'm like, I'm not crazy. I can taste that. Now, do I taste like crazy, you know, off of a cosmic brownie or, you know, no, not, but I taste like, you know, I don't know. I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's,
I think it's fun to write. It's fun when your tasting notes align with somebody else's, because that doesn't always happen, which shows that it's completely subjective, which is fine. Closing thoughts. Brandon, what the heck is this group that I'm in now? This is absolute chaos.
I know. I had to silence the alerts, but
yeah, me too. But it okay, when you open the app, it says LFD Discord exclusive XXX. It cuts off the XL. So it looks like we're in an inappropriate group with what's his name? Anyway,
yeah, it's chaos in the brand. No, it's fun. Some of it's fun.
Say it again. You cut off.
There's so much shit I want to say. No,
it's yeah. So much... Okay, Tyler. I know yeah. It took us a long time to do this one, but you have been kind of choppy. So,
okay. I haven't been. Your internet's been choppy.
That's true. Did you save or record yourself?
No.
Dang it. Okay.
Hey, why don't you do it on your iPhone and use your data on your iPhone? And I'll record it with my Apple. And then I'll send it to you. I'll email it to you or update it to the cloud or whatever.
If I use my iPhone, then I could put in my headphones. But I don't have a mic.
Okay.
I could do that.
Just use your headphones. I mean, I think people would rather have our five listeners would rather have something than.
No, you might have a point there. And then I could do it anywhere. I could do it in my car while smoking a cigar.
Yeah, or you can do it in the fucking car smoking a cigar in the Starbucks parking lot using their Wi-Fi.
Ooh, yeah. I would say at a cigar lounge, but I don't think the Wi-Fi stretches to the curb.
Yeah, well, yeah, but fuck. There's one more thing I wanted to say before we left. Hopefully people are getting what I'm saying about and it's this is what and this is my last thought, like Lake Country Cigars. Great people. I love Matt. I love Michelle. They're awesome people. But, and they know what it's like. They understand that guys like me, guys like Tron, guys like Alec, also, if you want guys like us to work at your shop, you have to offer something. Because if you, especially with Matt, like, you know, he's a regular guy who bought a shop, you know, he's not a rich doctor who opened up a shop. What I'm saying is he doesn't have the same kind of backing, financial backing or whatever, but he knows that if you want to keep cigar nerds on the staff, you have to do stuff. And I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just talking about Matt understands it. And he lets people manage brands like Trump, like for RomaCraft and other brands. It's like, that's the fun part when you have a say in something, when you make decisions, when you can plan events, when people
like, it's a great way for trying to get his, like, name out there. And it was a great way for me to get my name out there, is because, like, believe me, like, yeah, they want to know the people working behind the counter, but the person they want to know is the guy doing the ordering, because that's the one who's going to help make them money. And then, you know, so it's like when you offer not just you're ringing up cigars, but you have a say in inventory, you have a say in events, you, like, he makes it where you feel like you're not just a clerk, you're. And I don't know how many shops are like that.
I think I know we're trying to close up, but the manager, the owner, just being a good person and also being interested in cigars can help keep good employees.
And Skip also told me this too about, like, and if you work at a shop and they don't, and that's what sucks about that I can't work at Habana House, because I think I could have learned a lot from Jim. Because Jim used to, Jim used to be a rep for Zycar. Like, Jim is very knowledgeable and knows a lot of stuff. I could learn a lot from Jim. So they have something on top of that, on top of the pay, on top of the discount, on top of, you know, is knowledge. What can you learn from? That's the one thing about, like, why I came to Austin was, you know, like, during the trade show, I help with an order, you know, I from time to time I help with orders. It's just with my life or with my job, I couldn't commit to what date, you know, like, I've said this probably before, but like, it'd be like, oh, shipment's coming in on Thursday, I take off Friday. Well, I don't have off Friday, I have off Thursday. So just, it couldn't work with my job at the airport and helping out in the warehouse. But when there's some time to can, and during the trade show, I took a couple of days off for vacation, and Sean and Jason were already in Vegas. So shipment came in, and Mike and Jamie and Skip, they wanted to get as many of the Cro-Magnon Pennsylvania out on the streets. So I came in, and it was like riding a bike. I went in there, and it was, I worked with Hudson was there, and then Jamie was still there, and a couple other of Hudson's friends, and we knocked it out, man. We worked with a great team, and it's, but what I'm saying is I've learned a lot from Mike and Skip and Sean and then John and then now Jason and then and Jamie too, about not only about cigars and building relationship with people in the other side of the business. I've also learned how to be a better person, to be a more responsible adult, you know, all that stuff. So it's like, you have to find, if you have a job that you work at and it's not fulfilling, you have to find other ways to fulfill what you're missing. And that's where you pick the brain of people. Like when Mike's there, I'll ask Mike questions. Like when I was in Nicaragua with Mo and Saka, I was picking Saka's brain. I would nonstop fire away asking questions. And he would answer them. And Saka also, he would ask me questions. He wanted to get to know me more and what was my end game with cigars. He's like, because I know like a big cigar fan, like you're doing more than that. Like, what's your end game, you know? So it's like, it's cool that there's a lot of people in this industry who can mentor you. So I would definitely say, if you want to learn about cigars, work at a shop part-time and use that. Dandy. He helps out at a shop in Dallas. I always say Dallas. I don't know what town, but I just throw like a generic term out there, but I'm almost done. But he's done a lot and he's learned a lot about cigars and he's learned a lot about brands and marketing and stuff. So much you can learn, and it's pretty easy to make a name for yourself, a small name for yourself, you know. And that's all it takes. You working at a shop, The principal, you know, like, that's how Nate got hired at Foundation. Nate, and how he got to know Rob, job, and he just got to know them, and then Nick offered Nate a job. So there's just, you have to find your opportunities. You have to find a way to learn as much as you can. And that's what I'm trying. I'm going to try to learn, a lot of stuff. So anyways, cool. Sorry, Dom.
All right, baby's crying. Gotta go be a dad. Thanks, Tyler. No, he's not crying right now. I'm probably not going to get this up tonight because I'm going to cut all the cuts, choppiness. Not all of them. If you made it to the end, you're awesome. We love you. Tyler, thank you for that good morning text that brightened my morning, my day. I said it was like a Brandon text. All right, rock and roll.
Later, dude.
Keep those cigars on ice. Yeah!